The environmental group Greenpeace has just released a report on their evaluations of the seafood departments at 20 leading U.S. supermarkets. The results are mostly failing, with Florida-based stores performing extremely low. Cash and Carry ranks 14th, Sweet Bay 15th, and dead last at 20th is Publix. Leading Greenpeace's charts is Whole Foods, with Sam's Club in 3rd place, Walmart in 4th, and SuperTarget 5th. Mark Fogel is a researcher with Greenpeace.
We asked retailers, do you have a policy? Do you have criteria by which you buy seafood, or do you just go by what your customers ask for or what's cheapest on any particular day? Because we're asking retailers to be kind of thoughtful and proactive in saying, okay, what is the effect that our business is having back in the oceans? And in doing that, we're also providing them with information about fish species that are overfished, or they're fished in ways that are detrimental to the environment, or if they're farmed fish, that those farming practices are also having negative environmental effects. So that's the thing. In terms of a procurement policy, we're asking retailers to be a little bit more thoughtful and take environmental consequences into consideration when they buy.
Among the key statistics that Greenpeace keeps score on is sustainable seafood policy, support for sustainability initiatives, and the labeling and promotion of sustainable seafood. Again, Greenpeace's Mark Fogel.
Right now, we have there are federal regulations that say that all seafood that's sold fresh should have a tag on it that says what the country of origin is. We're asking retailers to go beyond that, to talk about where that seafood comes from, the manner in which it's caught, any more information that they can give consumers about that seafood. Again, a lot of folks don't know that some species, like orange roughy, the individual fish live to be 100 or 120 years old. So when we eat orange roughy, we're eating a fish that does not breed real young. So it takes a long time to get more orange roughy. They're almost like us. Whereas some other fish, you know, are spawning within a year or 2 years. But orange roughy take a long time to sexually mature. So that's one of the reasons we're asking folks not to eat it, is because when fish are that old and they grow to sexual maturity so late, they're very easily, their populations are knocked down very quickly.
Another statistic is the number of red list seafoods for sale. That includes orange roughy, grouper, red snapper, swordfish, and Chilean sea bass, among others. WMNF asked Greenpeace official Mark Fogel why his group has objections to these types of seafood.
So we asked the retailers, of these 22 species, how many are you selling? Because even if they do have good policies, or they get involved in industry initiatives and things like that, if they're actually putting these species out for sale, then that's really the worst thing they can do. And the best thing they can do is to pull those 22 species off their shelves.